The record-setting fish was caught 65 miles off Delaware's coast in Baltimore Canyon. It tipped the scales at 19.7 pounds, and it's not the only one that local anglers have hauled in recently. Once most common in the southern Atlantic, blue-line tilefish have begun to make a splash further north. Stuart Mickles is a marine fisheries program manager with Delaware's Division of Fish and Wildlife. He says the species is a whitefish sold domestically.
It's a sedentary fish for the most part, bottom-dwelling. Slow growing, so that makes it susceptible to over-harvest. We don't have a lot of data for the species. It's a data-poor species. And particularly north of North Carolina, there's not a whole lot of data available.
That kind of data helps fishery managers set catch limits. But in the past, blue-line tilefish were caught so infrequently in the mid-Atlantic that the harvest wasn't controlled by regulators at all.
But here in the last few years, landings have spiked dramatically.
North of North Carolina, they jumped from an average of 11,000 pounds of fish a year to 217,000 pounds in 2013, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. There's two reasons it might have happened. One is a drastic cut in catch limits down south, prompting fishermen to land more tilefish in the unregulated mid-Atlantic. The fish might also be spreading north as the ocean gets warmer, says NOAA Fisheries Policy Analyst Toby Curtis. And either way, he says,
we consider it a true sort of fishery emergency where the fish are being harvested very heavily without any controls whatsoever. And so in order to protect the stock and reduce the risk of overfishing the stock, we had to implement these emergency regulations to sort of pump the brakes on the fishery landing.
That meant putting a 300-pound commercial limit on blue-line tilefish in the mid-Atlantic in early June, as well as a 7-fish limit for recreational anglers. Fishermen also need a permit to land the more abundant golden tilefish before they can catch blue lines. Stuart Mickles says the commercial boom has been centered in New Jersey, but he says the new limits did prompt a rare stir among sport fishermen in Delaware.
The comments were, look, something needs to be done about blue-line tilefish because we've got boats coming in and each guy on that boat's got 10 tilefish apiece and it's out of control. And other guys are saying there is absolutely nothing wrong with the blue-line tilefish resource and you guys need to leave it alone.
Regulators will be weighing comments like those as they try to decide if blue-line tilefish are here to stay in the mid-Atlantic and what the catch limits should be long-term. NOAA and the Mid-Atlantic Fishery Management Council are each taking public comment on blue-line tilefish management plans through July 6th. Annie Ropeek, Delaware Public Media.